Well, that was perfect timing, bringing us right over to 8 p.m. And I am joined by the Totals. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm
Mason. Oh, hang on. Actually, I put you on this mic. There you go.
Cool. I'm good. I'm Mason. I am the Totals. I've been under this iteration of my musical career for 7 years now, so it's been good. It's been a fun journey.
Awesome. And let's see, let's ask you a longer question while I run over and turn the AC off because it's so noisy. I guess give me a little bit of background about yourself and the Totals and your music.
So I've been playing music since I was a kid, but I think up until about when I was 30, I was in everybody else's band except for my own, and I had a back catalog of stuff that I had been kind of recording by myself and recording and kind of playing some minor shows through high school and college, both in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. And then it was a 7-year stint in Oregon where I really met a really great group of people, artists and musicians who took me in with other bands and did different projects together. And then it kind of culminated in the Totals, where I put my music forward and they were like, yeah, we'll do that, let's do that. So 2018, 2019, we did the recorded the first album and started playing some shows, and then 2020 hit, and writing the second album, Making. Mm-hmm. And we my spouse and I, we decided to move back to Massachusetts to start a family about that time anyway, so it kind of evolved and went into a third album and then the fourth album now I've just released, and gone back to a basement for recording, and I've run out of studio cash is to say my backer, me, is no longer able to back me. In that sense.
More important things to spend money on.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier that this is like your return after having a kid, so
yeah,
that's exciting.
I've kind of been able to set up shop in my basement and do what I did as a high schooler and kind of sit and perform these songs or had these songs and written new ones and been able to record it all by myself and flex some muscles I haven't in a while, be my own engineer and be my own producer and mixer again. Mm-hmm. which I haven't done in a long time, so it was fun. And then just being like, oh, that's a mistake, gotta fix that, oh that, you know what, that's not so bad, we'll do that way.
Yeah, nice. Well, that's always exciting. Is your child getting old enough to enjoy and or appreciate your music?
He understands, like, oh yeah, that's my dad. Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, do you want this song? And he's like, yeah, I'll listen cool. to that song. So he hasn't said no, turn it off yet.
Ah, well, that's good.
Yeah,
hopefully he never will.
Promising. No, he loves the drums. We go into the basement and he's a drummer.
Nice.
And that was the first instrument I picked up too. So promising.
Yeah. Oh, bands are always looking for drummers.
Oh yeah.
So yeah,
3.5-year-old, take him up, whoever's listening and needs a drummer. Yeah, he's yours
if you can keep a beat, you know. There are plenty of bands with drummers who can't do that, so it's definitely a step in the right direction.
Oh yeah.
Well, would you like to hit us with your first song?
Yeah, this one's actually from the newest album. The album's called In Solitude, and this one's Dream of Dreams. I had a revelation and it came to me one night. I woke up feeling heavy and I broke it with a sigh.
And I went down drunk and I fought to punch the walls. I was open mouthed and singing loud that I was at a loss. And oh, 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 from the dream of dreams last night. And I know the sun is up and I'm glad to be alive. And I know now that here in my life there'll be more broken tries. And whoa, 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 from the dream of dreams last night. And I know we were together once, it was nice. And I know I'll miss your face and I'll miss your lovely smile. And that don't mean we can't be friends, we've been here all this time. And oh, 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 I loved you, baby girl. And I'm glad we'll move on in this world.
Ooh, thank you. Has anyone ever told you that your voice sometimes sounds like Roger Waters?
No, I get Dylan a lot, and I used to be like, I don't listen to enough Dylan for that to be appropriate. But Roger Waters, I'll take Roger Waters.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, there's something in those louder parts, something about the voice timbre that was reminiscent of like The Wall.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's break out the question list. Let's see what I've got for you. Well, let's see. Since you've been back in Boston, you lived in Massachusetts previously as well?
Yeah, I've been all over the place. So I'm originally born in the UK, and I've lived in Canada for a while after that, and then I was on the East Coast in Massachusetts for high school and probably the longest amount of time. So since about 2001, I've been in the States, and there was a 7-year Oregon trip before coming back. But yeah, Massachusetts has been home for the longest for me.
Do you have any favorite venues around the area, either to go to or play at?
There are some good ones. I checked out Roadrunner. I knew that was when it started coming out, and I was like, okay, well, I gotta see. I saw Modest Mouse there, and I've seen the Shins there, and I was like, oh, this is really good. But there were some. I think I've been to O'Brien's a few times. That was a nice one. I've had a couple of friends from Oregon come and play at that venue, and that was a fun one. And I've played there myself. That was fun. Middle East. I haven't been downstairs, I've been upstairs, but the upstairs is really good. There was a good British band, a really cool British band, Tiger Cub, came out of Brighton, and they played there, and I was able to open them for them, and they really rocked the house. When it was packed, oh my goodness, that was a great venue. So those are the ones off the top of my head. I'm sure I'm missing a ton. There's a lot around town. So
downstairs is cool. It used to be a bowling alley down there.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like a very unique space. Like, you wouldn't guess, but once you know that, when you look around, you're like, oh, yeah, this is totally like this is where the lanes were. That's where the pit and the stage and all that is. And
oh, wow.
Like, huh.
Yeah, I think the last time I was there, and there was a EDM performer downstairs, and I was like, okay, I can feel the floor shaking, so it must be a good time.
I live right near there, and I can feel the floor shaking. It's actually, interestingly, on the nights when I can feel the floor shaking, it typically means that it's a bad night, because when there's a bunch of people in there, they absorb all the sound.
Yep.
So if it's really loud from the street, it might be a little empty. Yeah, just my anecdotal observations. What got you into making music?
Well, when I was 7 years old, 7 or 8, somewhere around there, it was 1995, And I had been listening to, my dad played a lot of records and stuff on his record player and CD player when the CDs were pretty good by then. And so I got that background of 1960s, 70s, 80s kind of music. But it was really my uncle who showed me, well, we were watching something on TV and it was Oasis. And I was like, what is this? He said, it's Oasis. And he bought me Once a Story, Morning Glory. It had come out probably a month or two ago and gave it to me. And that was my first ever CD that I had owned. And that was like, okay, I want to be a rock and roll star. That's what I want to do. And my uncle played the guitar and I serenaded my family with probably a horrible rendition of Wonderwall, unironically at the time. and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to play and learn how to be like Noel Gallagher, really, and sing like Liam.
I should have guessed from the Oasis sticker on your guitar.
Yeah, I popped that on so long ago. Somebody was like, oh, you shouldn't do that to your guitar. I was like, well, you know what? It's sticking with me. It's been with me for 25 years, so.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were they saying that about Oasis specifically or stickers?
Oh, no, just stickers on guitars. They were like, it was the time of, I was working for Guitar Center at the time, so everybody was like, the resale value of your guitar, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't care. Yeah. I'm never going to sell this thing.
I think that there might, what I pictured was someone being like, oh, yeah, an Oasis sticker on an acoustic guitar. That's almost as cliche as playing Wonderwall on an acoustic guitar at a party.
So, yeah, that's true.
It's like one step away. But I don't think I see that on your set list, so we're good.
No, that's not. I retired that since I played it at a wedding when I was 16, in an after party. Everybody loved it. They were drunk, but they didn't know any better.
Yeah, yeah. It's a solid song.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I will never. I rarely do covers because I think the song that has been put out there, and they perform it so much better than I could ever imagine. But I am putting covers back in the set list, and I'm actually recording a covers album next.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, as I have upgraded a few things at the home studio, I'm like, well, let me go through some songs that I really love, and old and new, and try and cover them and get my bearings on some new equipment too.
Mm-hmm. Nice. What new equipment do you have that you're excited about getting into?
This album, in Solitude, I only had one mic on the drums, so it was pretty sparse in terms of the kick and kind of the overall sound of drums that I've had in the past albums. So I'm really excited to be working with a couple more mics and specifically a kick drum mic as well. And I'm like, oh, that sounds really good now.
Nice.
And get that bass level up without having to finagle one mic around.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. For sure. Cool. Would you like to play another one for us?
Yeah. This one's also from the new album. It's Color of Desire.
Tells it true. The sun, it shines bright in your eyes. Red is fire, the color of desire. The pictures that we framed in you, the love I gave to you, in the writings too. With darkened skies, your little lies mean nothing now. You're here, the sun is out. So give is like a vase of flowers that grows and how it towers, like a newborn eagle shape and is feeble and dusted off like counters. My love for you takes hours to explain, full hours just to tell you that my love is true. What else to do but sit around with you and spread the word? And just to catch a glimpse of you, it's true, you go a million miles an hour. For 100 days and many more I'd give to you, so tell me I'm not small. The meaning of life in the universe, it's all wrapped up in a package in your heart. So give me a chance to get your number, so we could meet this summer and get to know each other. Please don't tell your mother, she knows that we were lovers and always had each other. And every flipping hour I spend with you is power, it's true, I feel for you. Your love is like a roller coaster, it's crazy. But if you'd like, I'll get on my bike and honey, just listen when I say,
thank you, Color of Desire.
Thank you.
And so that was also on In Solitude.
Yep. Yeah.
And if you had to prescribe a perfect situation for someone to listen to In Solitude for the first time, where would you want someone to listen to it?
I don't know. The image I always have when I write, or when I do write songs, I usually write them around sunset. It's my favorite time of the day, kind of that twilight time as well. Just around that time is the most beautiful time. So that's kind of the time I would suggest. And drive, just drive. Take a good drive. Put a CD in. Put your streaming platform on. You know, I've had the best times have been me and music and just driving. Really good. It's really lovely.
Should they have someone in the passenger seat, or should they be driving in solitude?
In solitude, always. Okay.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, you know, I figured, but had to ask.
the title actually comes from a Byron poem, and I think the line is, "In solitude where we are least alone." And that's what I was kind of thinking of. And I think it goes into music and art after that. I can't remember off the top of my head right now, but that kind of stuck out with me as the current iteration of the Totals has kind of scaled back a little bit, and I've ended up doing things more of myself, but I have wonderful friends. I think Dan Marcus in Oregon helped master it. And one of my really good close friends, Ali Parasitis from Canada, Vancouver, was on backing tracks on this again. And there hasn't been a Totals album without her on the backing tracks. So I'm very blessed to have really great friends who still are like, oh, what do you need? What do you need?
That's huge.
Yeah.
Where did the name The Totals come from?
You know, it came from a night, I can't remember what we were seeing, but I was out watching a show in Oregon, and we got stamps on the back of your hand, and it said totally awesome, and it had a frog on it, and I thought that was really funny. And my friend said, "Oh, Totals," and I was like, "You know, that's a really cool name for a band."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if I was to go under a moniker, and at the time I didn't know what it would become, but I was like, that really stuck out to me.
Mm-hmm. How glad are you that you didn't spell it Toadals?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about that. Otherwise, yeah. I'd really have to go hard with the frog theme, the toad theme for several albums.
you might have to smoke, so you really like have like a croak in your voice and really lean into it.
Yeah, I'm not as good as Tom Waits on that stuff.
It's healthier that way.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I did quit a long time ago.
Yeah,
probably not a good thing to relapse.
No,
just
no,
for the music, no. You know.
I mean, if it's for the music, but no. Would you like to play another for us?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. Well, I'm pretty sure we have I don't know if we do have a no smoking or anti-smoking PSA.
Oh.
Of all the PSAs, I don't think I've seen one of those.
That would be useful, I think.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, especially as a musician, I don't understand how people can smoke for ages and still have such a wonderful voice.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you do? Even Liam Gallagher had to quit some of that stuff. So.
Yeah. Because
he sounded awful at the beginning of the 2000s. And on that note, this one's Snowy Owl. This one's actually from the first album, Passing Through.
By your side, some by your side when the sun beats goodbye. And I'll perch by the moon when the dark turns to full. And I'll perch by your side till the sun loses pull.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
If you had to pick an animal to be the mascot for the Totals, what would it be?
That toad is rearing its ugly head. I think it's probably the owl.
Okay. Yeah.
That was that's one of my favorite songs, and I think I've played it probably the longest since the Totals have been a thing. There's a lot of this album, actually, specifically, has been In Solitude has been one of the ones where I've gone back into a back catalog and kind of picked ones that I hadn't released before, but also joined in some new ones, and realized, you know, I've changed some lyrics to songs in the past on albums, and it's my way of giving my younger self a pass on silly lyrics or things that might not have been gracefully said or written. So things like Dream of Dreams saying, I loved you, baby girl, and me wincing at that as an adult, but also being like, you know what? I had that moment in my youth where I thought, you know, I'll emulate the stuff that I listen to and just kind of throw it in as a joke, as a line that means something but doesn't also need to be taken seriously. So there's a few of those in this album where Color of Desire, again, there's some weird lyrics where you're just like, what? Like, your love is like a vase of flowers? It grows in Howard Towers like a newborn eagle. What? Yeah. So it's definitely an album worth of giving my younger self a better attitude of or a better not attitude, a better voice, because I've rewritten a few songs in the past, and I've just been like, the lyrics were garbage. I can write them better. And this one, I was like, you know what? I can't really write them better. I can just go with what I had.
Sure. Yeah.
That was a tangent to your question.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Owls are cool.
Snow. Owls. I learned in the fifth grade. We had to learn. We read.
Oh yeah.
Owls in the Family, I think, was the book we had to read, and my teacher was Mrs. Pillsbury, which was really funny because of the Doughboy. And
of course,
everybody made jokes. And
was she heavy?
She was. Unfortunately, at the time we were a holes.
Yeah, most fifth graders are.
Yeah, we were pretty mean. But looking back, she was a lovely teacher, and she deserves all the best.
Good. Yeah, I think it was in third grade when all the other classes got to dissect owl.
The pellets.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that too.
My class didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was sick that day.
Ah.
I was sick at home, and I was so upset because I've been looking forward to it all week.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could just get one on a random Thursday and just do it.
Get some glue and construction paper. And
can I get that on, like, I don't know, Etsy?
Etsy.
I don't want to buy it off Amazon. Can I get like an artisanal owl pellet?
Probably. Yeah. Hey, any Etsy people out there? Yeah, do you have artisanal owl pellets?
Owl pellets for sale. I think that you can get them off pellet.com. How about that?
Right.
And then second option is Etsy.
Wow. All right.
There you go. I'm sure that you can. Yeah. And then the third option is Amazon. So there you go. If you want to dissect owl pellets, they're out there.
Go get one.
Yeah. Well, would you like to play another one for us?
Yeah. This one's actually from In Solitude, and it kind of dives into feeling inadequate as an artist. So as I was going through this album, there was a lot of I don't have the equipment and all this stuff, and just being a little bit more a little bit harder on myself than I had been in previous albums, because I had the means to do more previously. But this one's called Wait.
Very much.
Thank you.
Wait. Which album did you say that one was on?
In Solitude.
Solitude, cool.
Yeah.
Yes, the new one.
That's the one. That one has synthetic bells at the end, and I've never used bells outside of, like, I think there was a couple of ringing, like, handheld like little toy ones.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's like, I was like, I'm going to make this and like the massive thing. It's going to have bells. It's going to sound like, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It was fun to do.
Very cool. I can picture it. Yeah. Makes sense. Cool. Let's see. So do you currently have a band in Boston for the Totals?
When I moved back, I did. I had a trio. We didn't have a drummer yet. And then I took the hiatus to have a child, and they kind of went into different other, you know, groups in the city. So I was like, yeah, it's okay. You know, I haven't found a full band yet, but I'm kind of enjoying not having to organize other people for once.
Yeah.
So it's as much as I really miss a band dynamic, and I think for artists and creatives, being alone can help, but being a part of the community and the people around you and helping them helping you, especially with music, make something and create something can be something that's quite valuable, and it's missed, but enjoying my solo time while I have it.
Yeah, hey, why not? And I know that earlier you mentioned that you don't do too many covers.
Yeah.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Of course, you do have the big cover album coming up next, just as a disclaimer.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
So more covers to come. But.
More covers to come. I absolutely love karaoke, so it's very hard for me to pick one. There's two hip hop and rap songs that I really love doing. I will embarrass myself, but I absolutely love all the words and I know them all by heart. That's Check It Out by the Beastie Boys, and Getting Jiggy With It, Will Smith. There were some other ones, but I am out of practice on other ones. I love ABBA. I cannot sing ABBA. I learned that at karaoke at a very packed bar, and everybody was lovely about it, but I know I sounded terrible. But yeah, stuff like that. And I used to sing Jet live, but I have to do it last. Any of those songs, I have to do it last because it wrecks my voice.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a good number of them, but I think those two are the ones that I'll absolutely get one of those in the night. And I've been recently doing Bruce Springsteen because it's like, okay, if I can warm up on Bruce or like a Tom Petty song, I'll have one of them first and kind of ease into the night.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, for anyone who might have tuned in the middle, I'm Mellow Max. I'm here with Mohsin of The Totals. And do you have any gigs coming up?
I do. So on the 7th of August, I'm playing in Providence, Fett Music Hall. I think it's a Friday night, and I think the show starts around 8. So come down if you're in that area. And then around here, I'm playing with some really great local bands on the 22nd, August 22nd, at Midway Cafe in JP. That's going to be a cool one. There's some artists I really dig playing that show, and it's a Saturday, so you have no excuses.
For sure.
Book it in your calendar.
And would you like to play another?
Yeah, I have a few that I can play.
Yeah.
Would you like to
try to get through all of them? I can schedule it. I can make it happen.
Well, there's I can do 3.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
That's
good.
All right. This one's from my second album, Divided. So it's a It's a breakup song, as every artist has one. I have a few, but this is the one I was like, yep, okay, I'll do this. This is my, if there's a sound to put to this album, it's probably the poppy Britpop side of me. And it kind of goes from heartache to heartbreak in a way. It's a very themed album, and I was really proud of that theme. It's easy to remember.
Taken from me in a flash, a decision I thought was rash, and the feel of all the words as they hit my ear like a flock of birds. It made me smile a plenty when the world wasn't so empty. It's easy to remember, and it's hard to forget. Yeah, it's easy to remember, and it's hard to forget. Gone and gone are all the actions. I am left with the distractions. At one point I'll be content. Next I'm left to thinking of our scent. And the relapse will continue till I'm not an individual, but a dream. What a dream. It's easy to remember, but it's hard to forget. Yeah, it's easy to remember, and you're hard to forget. I wanna forget. Oh, let me forget.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that album progression speaks of growth. So that's a cool concept.
Yeah, it was at a time right where my parents were splitting, and it wasn't intended to be a divorce album. It just happened to be. I had a collection of songs, and I was thinking, okay, well, these are the songs I want to do, and it was right off the back of the first album. So I was really on a roll, and I was thinking, okay, these are the songs I want to do next. And everywhere I put it, I think I was doing album covers, and I was making... I love album art. Absolutely love album art. That's usually the first thing I will dive into, even before I start recording. Sometimes I'll just do images, or I'll have feelings that I want to put down or write down or draw or put into, you know, Photoshop or whatever. And this kind of came together, and I was like, you know what? This is a good set, a run list. 1 through 10. I think I have 10 tracks on there. 12 tracks, maybe? I can't remember.
Which one?
Divided.
Let's count.
There's 12 tracks, is it? 6 is signed?
If you're including Interlude as a track, then yes.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Okay, I'm forgetting my own albums. Yeah, it's 12 tracks, and thematically, the whole thing worked going from light and poppy to really dark and kind of gritty. Kind of, we at the end of that album, it's kind of more the heavier side of Britpop slash, you know, Radiohead-esque guitar licks in there from a really great guitarist I know, Cody French, and he's absolutely fantastic. And that theme kind of helped as it came along. I was like, oh yeah, this accidentally turned into a decay of a relationship over time in the album. So I don't normally have themes. The third album was a pretty thematic too. That was Out of the Blue, and that's my Sad Boy album. So as I was moving back to Massachusetts and leaving some friends behind, that was thematically, that was my 7 years in Oregon, both traveling there and then coming back, footnotes the whole album. And that was my first time in a studio as well. Big nice studio in Rhode Island.
Very nice. Taking notes for your home one.
Yeah. No, they were really great there, and again, friend of a friend or somebody I knew and was working there, and lucky to get involved and be able to go there and say, you know what, I'll do this, let's do this. And it was right in the pandemic was still kind of, you know, masking and distance, so it kind of was strange in a recording studio doing that. But also we survived 3 blizzards at the time.
Wow.
And I was driving down to Rhode Island on these days, and every single day, I think there were 3 times that week we got hit by massive amounts of snow. And it was fun. It was a good bonding experience between the producer James and I, shoveling our cars out and enduring the cold inside.
That would do it. That would do it. Yeah. Would you like to share the PSA that you picked out?
Yeah. Let's see. It's a passenger. Let's see. Texting while driving. This message is for all you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and the WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Listen, learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
I heard your college radio announcer voice come out.
Yeah,
that there was practice there.
Yeah, it was very English, and we were talking before, but my English comes out when I drink too much, or when I'm annoyed or nervous. So if anyone ever crosses a friend of mine, I may yell in a bit more of a British accent or Britishisms.
Yeah.
Be like, what? Where did that come from?
Deep within.
It is. It's really, and my voice does get lower too. I think I'll do Younger next. This one is from that Sad Boy album. Ironically, I wasn't as young when I wrote this, but I feel it as I'm getting older. I'm like, oh, actually, I was onto something here. Through my mind, the seams of it were in my skin, and through my bones they dried. Stationary rooms, pictures from my youth, bleeds from eyes into my hands, and bones are wearing proof. Moments I regret are floating through my head. The ones I love, the ones I hate, are woven in one thread. Can I be once more in my prime, when I had all my peace of mind, where there was comfort in my youth? No more younger. Ever onward time, ticking of my mind, the seams are sewn in quite so deep into my bones they drive. Moments start to leap, all cluttered from my sleep. Pictures I can try to burn, and yet I want to keep. Can I be once more in my prime, when I had all my peace of mind, where there was comfort in my youth? No more younger. Younger still I wish to be, but younger wasn't whole. Moments that are hard to see aren't easier to hold. No more younger, no more younger, no more younger.
And would you like to go right into that last one of yours?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then we'll wrap things up after that. Cool. And then it'll be time for On the Town with Mikey D, hosted by Smitty tonight. And it'll be 3 hours of all local music straight through till midnight. So if you like local music, don't go anywhere.
Stop calling my name, I'm not ashamed. You're too stubborn to see the pain. You are the thorn in my side when I am blind. And now I just need a helping guide. Hey, if I tried alone, would you help me out?
Thank you, thank you. And what was that one called?
That was Symptoms.
Symptoms. Very nice. And, well, we're getting towards the top of the hour. So once more, who are you? Where can people find you on social media? And what do you have coming up?
The couple of gigs I was mentioning. Midway Cafe, August 22nd. Fet Music Hall, August 7th in Providence. You can find me on socials everywhere at The Totals. T-O-T-A-L-S. Some people like The Total, The Totals, and my accent makes them do one weird word. You can find me on all streaming services, Bandcamp, everything. I have shirts, CDs. I pressed one album that I thought was going to work, and then the pandemic hit. but yeah, it's been a blast, and I really enjoy playing music.
Maybe. Excellent. Yeah. Well, you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And let's see. Let's get one more question for you. Let's scroll to the esoteric side of the note list.
Bracing myself for impact.
Yeah. Well, actually, this one's not too far out there. But do you have any traditions or rituals that you like to perform before performing?
Well, a couple decades of playing music, I still get the jitters. And it gets easier. It does not go away as an artist. And I enjoy you basically taking that energy and funneling it into the performance. So I do a few. I've been better with my voice now since I was previously in a blues band, and I shredded my voice in that too. So making sure that, you know, I have a little bit of hot water and honey on a performance day, usually that evening before, and then I usually put on a weird, actually not weird, but a few different mixes as I drive to wherever I'm going. So right now it's been a mix of like 50s, 60s, 70s, not a specific sound, but kind of that the Hollies, what else? There's Roy Orbison in there, there's Elvis, there's Chuck Berry, Mamas and the Papas, different things where I'm just like, okay, well, let's just practice and warm up for the show. That's kind of how I get my voice a little more looser.
Some class.